Fred Film Radio from Bergamo Film Meeting, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 42nd Bergamo Film Meeting. I'm honored to be joined by director Lucas Modison, protagonist of Europe Now, the festival Exploration of Contemporary European Cinema. Welcome, Lucas. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for letting me be here.
So first of all, you're meeting the audience of the Bergamo Film Meeting on March 11th and 12th. On March 12th, you will also meet the students for a masterclass. So what do you expect from the festival, but what do you expect from this meeting? And how do you feel about this kind of meetings, you know, with students, young people?
No, I have no idea because I haven't prepared anything. I just want to have a discussion, a conversation. And I think for me, I don't really like to prepare too much. It's like when I make movies, I want to try to be in the moment and just be go with whatever happens. So I hope it will be fun. And I hope it will be, I hope I will have something to say to them. I don't know. If I haven't, then I don't know.
The festival is showcasing your work, your short films and your features. Looking back at when you started, why would you say that you chose cinema as your way to, let's say, process the world, life, art?
Yes. When I was young, I wasn't really a fan of cinema. I didn't really care about it. I didn't really see it as an art form. I just saw it as something entertaining to watch sometimes. For me, it was always about music and literature. And I started actually as a poet. So I published some books of poetry, not very good, but hopefully something good somewhere in them, and then I felt like that was just, I don't know, it didn't really feel like it was it felt like I needed to find something else. So I stumbled almost on cinema as a way to move on, and then I felt like it was some kind of perfect combination of writing, because I always write everything myself, I write the scripts, and with sort of like trying to find a way to make those words come alive with human beings and so on. So I feel like I'm in some kind of combination of art forms that interested me before, because I also wanted to be an actor at some point. So it was like there's a bit of poetry, there's a bit of theater and acting, and there's a lot of music in my films, which I like. And there's a bit of photography, because at one point I also wanted to be a still photographer. So I think it's like a directory, someone who knows a bit about everything, but it's not really a specialist in anything.
How do you look at your cinema, at your filmography now? How would you describe yourself as a director?
I think the thing that I'm most happy about is I always try to go my own way, and I haven't really ever thought about sort of like making a career or winning awards or things like that. I just wanted to do the films I do and also make very different movies, so that I have made some extremely experimental movies that only three people see. And then I've made some films that got a big audience. So the sort of idea of not really having a plan has been important for me, not having a long-term plan. And I'm quite proud of that. And I think there are a few directors who have made sort of like have the same kind of spectrum of going from extremely independent, experimental movies to something more like a comedy style. And I think at the moment it feels like what I really want to do is continue to make films that are funny, actually, but in sort of like a serious way, because there's not really enough laughter in serious cinema. I think there's like a cold style in a lot of movies that are like the serious cinema, and I want to have also watch something that is funny. So I try to do a combination of something that is really heavy and also very light at the same time, sort of not light but sort of full of life and something.
So what do you think is the spark, let's say, that moves you, that makes you want to direct a film, tell a story?
that's very different from film to film, and it's difficult to say generalized. But I think, for example, when I started to write, when my first film, Show Me Love, or Fucking Almost, as it's called in Sweden, I think it was an interest, and that's always been an interest, that to like walk around in different places, just watching houses and places and different locations, and just fantasize about what it would be to live, like, grow up, for example, in that place. And mm-hmm. that sort of can lead to a lot of fantasies about sort of like alternative lives that you could live, sort of what would happen if I had grown up there instead. And but then in general, I think that's it's difficult. But it's a lot of work, because they start in one place. I mean, I start writing something and then it turns into something completely different. I'm writing something now, and it started as something very, very, not experimental, but something very, quite dark. And now it's sort of turning into something completely different. So I think it's sort of organic, it's alive. The whole process is alive and changes the whole time.
As I was telling you before starting the interview, I'm almost the same age as Bergamo Film Meeting, so Fucking Amal especially came out during adolescence for me. But I have to say that it was a time that a film that made me realize that European cinema existed, you know, in a way. And but how was it for you, that moment? What can you recall of that moment in your career and the atmosphere that was at the time in European cinema as well?
When I was making my first film?
Yes. Can you recall of that moment? I mean, surrounding the shooting, but also the way the film was received in Europe, because it was a huge success, you know, from festivals where normally independent films and art house films go. You went straight to cinema, so it was something wider than, you know, the festival circuit.
Yeah, I think when I made the film, I didn't really know that such a thing as festivals existed. I was sort of like just in my own bubble and trying to make a film, and I never thought it would reach anywhere outside of Sweden and so on. And I started really like not really caring about very much about the whole cinema in general. I just wanted to make my own film. So it was a big surprise for me that that it was shown outside of Sweden, and that people could relate to it in Italy or anywhere. So I think I've always tried to do that. I mean, for example, I really don't have any strong opinions about cinema in general or European cinema in general, except for the fact I don't watch a lot of movies, actually. I'm sorry. I think it's difficult to do that. I try to just sit at my desk and make up my own world. And I think that was even more than now. I had no plans for the film. I just wanted to make it.
I was thinking when I, about, you know, two of your films, Together and Together 99, or Till Someone's 99, I don't know if I'm pronouncing correctly. Yeah. It made me think about an Italian director who recently did something like you did. I mean, in 20 years, more or less, almost 30 years after shooting his second film, he did another one with the same people, you know, in order to, let's say, analyze also the Italy, in this case, we have become. Was that the same reason for you? Did you use cinema, let's say, to also explore, you know, the social and political aspects of your country and not only your country?
No, not really, not very much. I think I've moved away very much from sort of making films with specific statements. Mm-hmm. I was more interested in these people. And of course, then it comes, it's a very much a film about the left in Sweden. So in many ways, it's a political film. But mm-hmm. It's very centered on these particular human beings. And I think also, yeah, well, of course, there's a lot of Sweden in it. And I feel very much at home in Sweden. And I would never want to make movies in another place because Sweden is the only place I understand. And the Swedish is the only language that I can really understand. I can speak a little bit of English, but I mean, I'm very Swedish. So I think, no, I don't think it's not a really... And also, I wasn't really interested in it. It takes place in 1999, but that was not something I was interested in. I was more interested in the fact that they are 24 years older than mm-hmm. they were during the first film, and what happens in human lives during 24 years when sort of like everything, there's so much that has happened in 24 years, and there is so much that is in you that is the same, and there are so many things that have changed. And I think that was much more interesting for me than sort of making a portrayal of Sweden.
One last thing, I'm curious. Looking back at your career, is there a moment that you are the most nostalgic about, related to a film, a shooting of a film, or a moment in your career and life?
I think I'm thinking quite a lot of the time when I was 18, 19 years old, 17 in my own life. But I'm also thinking a lot about what happened. I'm not sure if this is called nostalgia, but I'm thinking a lot about what happened before I was born. So in the 60s or the 50s and the 40s, I think that there's important for me, and all the way back to the Bronze Age and the Stone Age, because I think it's very important to sort of try to understand what the past is actually doing, how it has changed you. But I think the past is always, it's also important before you were born. So I'm not sure if it's nostalgia, but I'm very interested in sort of like my parents' generation, and which also, yeah, it's the generation of people in together, which doesn't necessarily mean that I'm interested in my parents. Well, I am, but more about their sort of generation and what they went through and the changes that happened and all the political aspects in that generation and the art they were making. Not my parents, but I mean the generation. And the music, I listen to a lot of music from the 60s, for example. I think it's a way of trying to understand that generation because it made such an impact on society today and so on. So it's like an ongoing dialogue between me and that generation of people born in the 40s. And it, for me, it goes between very much like I feel like they were the greatest generation and they were the worst generation. So it's very mixed feelings.
Lucas, thank you so much. Good luck for your masterclass. I would like to know more about your next film and what you're working on, but I want to be surprised. So I won't be.
Me too. It changes the whole time. So whatever it is, I'm going to be very surprised.
Okay, I love that. So that's, you convinced me. You and me, I want to be surprised. So good luck again. And thank you so much for, you know, talking
thank
to
you.
Us and sharing your experience. And I hope to see you and meet you in person one day.
Yes, good. Thank you. That would be nice. Thank you.
And we've been talking to Lucas Modison, protagonist of Europe Now at the 42nd Bergamo Film Meeting. This is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred, 24/7 on Fred FM and smartphone app.